What? Okay, it's happening.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock on a Friday. It is a free-for-all Friday here on the Afternoon Stretch. Always coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky behind the boards. You can always join the show. We want you to join the show. It's the best time to join the show on a free-for-all Friday where we can talk anything you want to talk about. Jump in on that F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Let me get it for you again. 615-844-5600. Bruno, how you doing today, buddy?
Today's a good day. Today's a good day. Well, I have to. This is going to be the latest flight I ever have. I'm flying to Orlando at 10 p.m., so I'll get there at like 1 Orlando time. That's like the latest I've ever flown for anything.
Going to Disney World or something?
Judo tournament.
It's basically your Disney tournament.
Yeah.
Or your Disney tournament.
Listen, I don't know if it would be really acceptable of me as a grown adult to go to Disneyland just by myself, you know? I don't think it's acceptable at all.
If really?
If you're a mentally capable adult, right, and you see people dressed up as characters like a tomato walking around in 100-degree heat and you're like, this is awesome, I don't know. I'd probably just – that's the way I'm coming from it, you know? You – have transcended your childhood adolescence, and you're just watching people suffer at this point, and you think it's hilarious. Which, if that's your prerogative and you're straight up with it, I can respect that 100%. If you're like, it's so funny that you're stuck being a tomato dancing around, and that entertains you, that's awesome. But if you don't have that self-awareness, then that's where I get worried.
The tomato, I think, does Disney own VeggieTales? They might by now.
I think so.
They may own them by now. I'm trying to think other Disney characters dressed up as a
what
tomato.
What does Disney not own?
All right. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It can be a teapot for all I care.
Yeah, I know.
Teapot. It's like, there we go. Beauty and the Beast. We're on track now. No, I agree. I think it's, you know, a lot of those. I had a bunch of friends in college that they would go and do like internships at Disneyland.
That sounds
and
that was awful. Their,
I know. They said it. They said, I mean, you had a few that were like diehard Disney fans. They're like, this is the best thing in the world. But I did know most of them were like, this is
those tough. People should, those people should be, you know, taken care of, if you know what I'm saying. We would be better off without them. They are the weight holding the back of the train and making us go slower.
I'm glad we're already 5 minutes into the show and we've already talked about assassination. So that's super solid. That's the way I want Free for All Fridays to always go. Let's go ahead and go to the phone line. Jeff in the Borough on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. You can jump in as well. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Zach? How you doing?
You called in early, man.
Well, I just want to give a little high school note. August 6th, Blackman in Hendersonville, a scrimmage you need to do. You can call the coach and ask him what time it starts, but they're coming down to Hendersonville to a scrimmage. So
oh, they're traveling. Yeah. They're traveling to me. That's that. Look, yeah, that makes it way easy for me, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what time it starts, but you can talk to the coach and see what time it's. It's August the 6th, so they're going to scrimmage. So
are you moving? Are you coming down here?
Oh no! I'm just saying you can go down and watch it in your neck of the woods. So.
Oh, yeah. I live next to Hendersonville High School, so I'm
near. Oh, okay, well,
yeah, I'm near.
Then you walk across the street, did you?
I pretty much.
You walk across the street. And,
I fly my drone over sometimes just to get shots. Yeah, I don't know. If anybody follows me on social media, you can see it.
There's a couple girls' soccer scrimmages I can tell you about, but you're probably interested in those, so we just leave it.
Yeah, you know, I know they're a good team, and Tummins does a good job over there, but I don't follow it as close as I should, I guess.
I know. I was going to say, I had a really interesting time thinking about the officiating yesterday high school, but I just want to say, I think the three hardest sports to officiate in high school are basketball and baseball and softball. Those are the three hardest ones to officiate. Basketball, they're all over you. The fans are all over you. You can hear everything if you're an official. Yeah. Baseball, softball, it's kind of the same way a little bit. It's not as bad, but it's a little bit. Cause I was at a softball game this last spring, and this parent was giving the umpire all kinds of you know what for about three, four innings, or about three innings, I guess. And so they went in, they got the three outs and went in the dugout, and this home, no, it was a home plate umpire. He about had enough of it and went over to the fence where the guy was sitting, because they bring chairs out and sit across the field near the backstop there. And so he come up and he was nose to nose with it. One thing separating was that fence. And of course they started talking, and he just told him flat out. He said, you sit there and watch it, and I'll be back here and call it. That's what he told that parent.
It's a tough job, man. It's a tough job, especially. I mean, like, and look, what we said yesterday, the baseball side of things, you know, there's a lot of that goes into it financially for those parents, and I understand they feel like they're very invested, but there is a point where they just need to learn to shut the hell up.
Well, baseball, softball, but this is school stuff. This ain't travel ball. We're talking about school. We're talking about high school. We're talking about, like, you know, we ain't talking about that travel mess.
Well, majority of your players in high school also do the travel. So.
I know they do. I'm not saying they don't. Yeah, they do. I'm just saying. No, I'm saying this is during the springtime. This is during the season. I'm not talking about that.
Right. It's tough no matter where. And, there's a part of me that has a soft spot for umpires and officialing, but there's also a part of me that, you know, says you know what you signed up for, because this isn't a hidden thing. You know you're about to have some of the worst people scream at you about the worst things,
and
you chose to be there.
I agree. And one thing about it, too, is football, they're away from you.
For sure.
A lot of football wins over the years, and they say the fans don't affect them. We're away from you. They don't even hear them. They don't even hear that. They don't hear anything. You're screaming, none of it. They don't hear none of it, but as far as that's concerned, as far as the ages of umpires, I'm sure that, you know, some of them are getting old. I'm sure there's not a lot of young people wanting to get into it because, like I said, the pay. And I can tell you this, Zach, the reason why I like high school sports is once the call is made, there's no replay. But I can tell you this, in Alabama, for their championship games now in high school football, they've got seven classes down there. For football, and for their high school football championship games, the state championship games, they have replay for state championships.
I used to call Alabama games down there, North Sand Mountain, Alabama. And one year that they made it pretty far, we got to a time where they had reviews. So I know it pretty well. It's pretty baffling that they have it, but it's weird that they don't try to integrate it as much as they can all across.
It's the only sport they have replay is football, nothing else. They've got replay, nothing else. But I guess the final weekend for you was a full cat rhythm. So hang in there, and maybe they'll win the playoffs. I don't know. Sounds they got a lot of talent. And as far as just real quick on the Texas Oklahoma thing, like people said yesterday, it's all about football and of course the money. But football, and the thing about it is, guys, I'll leave you with this. In the '60s, when Rupp was coaching basketball, Kentucky had talked about leaving the SEC at one time because the SEC would not let them recruit black athletes, and they talked about leaving. And they had a meeting about it, talked about it, and they never did. Maybe that's a mistake they made. They probably should have left the SEC then, because they say now that A&M might leave if Texas and Oklahoma join.
They ain't leaving. They'll be upset about it.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you calling in, brother. Thanks for the call in. Bruno, I don't think there's not a chance Texas A&M's going to leave.
Nah, that's like the superstars. That's like the superstar multi. That's like, I'm not going to say it. Let's move on.
No, they want their millions and millions of dollars.
I was
going to
say, it's like a damaging relationship where, like, someone is making millions and the other partner knows they're, you know, getting around, but they're still going to suffer through it because they're getting millions. You know, it's the lifestyle.
Oh, who was the rapper just recently? Oh, man, I saw it. He's forced to pay $300,000.
Dr. Dre.
It's Dr. Dre. You're right.
It's not a bad deal.
$300,000 a month.
You're out of your mind. $3 million, or it was like $3 million. Is that a year?
$3 million for the year. Yeah. That's not a lot. See, Bruno, this is what you got to remember. Ray is floating like that.
I know. Well, I mean, you and I
are struggling.
No, I am too. I mean, I'm $1 through $5 million net worth. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Let's just start making stuff up. Let's just start making stories up, and I think that would make for much better radio. Like, let's say that
we're not already.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but I'm saying let's up it up a notch. Like for example, like let's just go on air one day and say like, yeah, I heard at the Olympics that they're using spare empty pools as mass graves for COVID deaths. Like, let's just start getting crazy with it.
That might be a bit of a...
No, that's what I'm saying. Pure misinformation, because that's just the way things work nowadays.
It makes it a whole lot easier. It really just does, because then we just can go with it and don't have to... The best part about being on radio is you don't have to fact check yourself, you know? You just say whatever you want to say, right? That's all you got to do, and then everybody believes you.
There's 10 words we're not allowed to say? That's it?
Something like that. Yep. There's a whole lot. Look, there's a whole lot more words we can say. I know that for sure.
I heard Aaron Rodgers is joining the Special Forces, and that's why he's not.
Oh, man, I love it. We want you to join in on the F&M Bank phone line. If you've never called the show before, but if you listened before, maybe this is your first time listening, it's a free-for-all Friday. What does that mean? It means that you can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about, or you can talk about some of the current event things that are going on right now, Texas, Oklahoma, that sort of thing. Jump on the phone lines right now, 615-844-5600. Let's end the week strong. So, Bruno, obviously, you know, the Texas OU thing going on. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I don't see majority of the SEC being upset with this happening. Obviously, Texas A&M, like they're going to be upset because they had, I mean, complete dominant control of their state. They just had everything there that they could pull out of and pull talent and all this different stuff. Now Texas obviously is going to take that, but I don't see this becoming something that other teams are going to be not in favor of.
Well, I mean, from what we're seeing, Zach, is it's a done deal. Like, it really doesn't matter who's in favor of it or who's not. This is like your parents getting a divorce and you have no say in it. They're just dropping it on you, you know? It's like, dang, I can't change it. No. Like, they're coming to the SEC.
Right now the reports are they're for sure leaving the Big 12. But now, isn't there still a vote that has to go through, though, the SEC?
I mean, I don't. That's what we don't know. But apparently, it's been the past 6 months, like under the table, like they've been working it out to like get ready to join the SEC. Like, I think this is a done deal, which is crazy because we were on the show yesterday. Like, I at least was. I was like, I don't think it's gonna happen. Looks like it's happening.
They're saying the next 24 to 48 hours. That's what they're saying. We'll be done.
Well, they can't. Well, they can't officially join for like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm just saying
in terms of like the
contracts with the TVs and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I was going to see. What is the timeline of them actually joining and then their first season, football, baseball, whatever, going in?
Well, I guess we'll find out soon. The only problem is with the story is that it was broken from like a pretty small news source. So everyone was like, is this real? Is it not? And then it comes out, it's real. And then everyone's coming out, like there's reports coming out that were like, oh, A&M was totally in the dark about all of this. Like, this hit him in the face. And then I think Brett McMurphy is his name came out. He was like, that's not true. Like, so we don't even know what the facts are right now. Everyone's just kind of gossiping, which is awesome, by the way. I like, this is my favorite type of news cycle where everyone's just making stuff up.
Guys gossip.
This is unironically fun for me. I love this.
You could also join the conversation on the Premier Fitness Source video feed there on Nashville Sports Radio on Facebook. Nick on Facebook says, hey guys, what's up? Nothing much, Nick. So preseason SEC media polls came out, just sticking with the SEC. The votes from the media poll, which, you know, how much does that poll even matter? But Eastern Division, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, Vanderbilt.
I think if you flip South Carolina and Tennessee, that was exactly our picks. So they think South Carolina is going to be a little ahead of Tennessee.
First place votes for Georgia, 124. First place votes for Florida, 7.
Yeah, that's true. I think Florida's going to take a step back this year. I think Kentucky will be Florida. I think Georgia will be Florida. I think heck, Vanderbilt's played Florida close every single year I was there, so it's not out of the question. I think LSU will probably come back, you know, a lot stronger this season. Yeah, Florida's going to have a tough time. I'm not a Florida believer. And that's personal bias, too, because I think everybody on the Florida football team is an absolute scumbag. So
Zach's laugh kills me.
All the coaches are just total numbnuts, and they deserve to get punched in the face.
I, you know what's funny is we have a lot of witty banter on this show. We have a lot of facetious speaking, Ray, and all that. That laugh you hear is funny because I know Bruno 100% believes that.
I need the audience, as you get to know me, you'll know when I'm being sarcastic versus being dead serious. Like, I'm dead serious. Todd Grantham deserves to get, like, body slammed in the middle of the field. Like, the dude thinks he is so hard. He's, like, fat, 5'8". And 90 years old. You get out of our face and stop screaming at the players, you old dumb idiot.
Where does it stem from with that?
Because when I was getting recruited to Vanderbilt, he comes down the field after, I think Vanderbilt lost 33-28 with Franklin. Like, it was a really close game. I think it was Franklin the second year before Franklin. He just comes out into the field and just starts talking trash to the players and to Franklin. I was like, all right, that's weird. That was before I even got there. Then I go to Florida. Then he gets hired at Dan Mullen's Florida. And every single time we played Florida, it was always, a bad deal. But I never had a bad experience with an opposing coach. Like, it was always us and the Florida players were about to brawl. Grantham was out there on the field just like, oh, you all suck. You're right. Like, dude, I will kill you. I'll smash your head like the mountain smashed Oberyn's. You don't want none of this. Dude just hasn't. That's the thing about football coaches. That at least, like you know how Dabo Sweeney's like, I hate football coaches don't get checked. They get checked by, like, maybe the head coach every now and then. So Todd Grantham is just this big bully. I guarantee you. His player, like, it's probably half and half. I hate the what guy.
By the way, Oberyn's, the mountain smashed Oberyn's. What the hell is that? I'm looking it up. I can't even find it.
Oh, you never seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Okay.
The Viper.
I get it. Yep.
That's what I would do to Todd Grantham. Unironically, if I saw him, I'd be like, why are you such a.
Yeah, you wouldn't commit a felony.
I wouldn't be violent up front, but I'd be like, dude, you got issues. I know he has issues. Get out of our faces.
And this is personal experience. You can actually talk about this because it's real. It actually happened to you. This isn't, talked on Twitter or something.
No, a good buddy of mine was running down the field on a special teams play and just gets absolutely cold. I mean, he was an extremely dirty hit. The play was over. Extremely dirty hit. So obviously we're like, dude, like, what's your problem? Like, the bench is clear and he's just the first one out there. Coach Mason was about to fight him, and Coach Mason would have rocked him. Coach Mason would have destroyed him. That's something I wish we would have seen.
I think Coach Mason probably could have beat up anybody in the SEC at that time.
Yeah, he's stout.
Like any coach, like any head coach, right?
He's obviously a shorter build, but he's stout. And I could see it. I could see him beating
him.
He
seems like the kind of guy that, like, screams when he fights, which I feel like is, that's very intimidating.
That's a warrior thing to do.
Yeah,
That's what they all do in Valhalla.
Western Division, obviously, now for the SEC. Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, Auburn, Arkansas, Mississippi State. 130 votes for first place to Alabama. One for every other team not named Auburn and Mississippi State.
Even then, like, why?
I know who the one was the one, by the way, the one.
Arkansas?
Arkansas?
Yeah,
I the saw one
that.
Was our good buddy, Ty.
I wonder
Ty
who
Richardson.
Did that. That was funny.
I love him.
See, that's a long time ago, if I was a player, I would have been like, that's so stupid of a media guy to do that. Now that I'm in media, I think that is hilarious, and we should do it more. The media should have collectively collaborated to vote Alabama last just for the hell of it, because it would have been funny. That's what I think.
Maybe next year we'll actually go to the SEC Media Day.
We
should
vote Arkansas. We all just vote Arkansas.
No, Vanderbilt. Why wouldn't we vote Vanderbilt?
For
the one love.
We're talking about the West. Of course I'd vote Vanderbilt.
Oh, true. Right.
Of course I'd vote Vanderbilt.
So, no discussion on Alabama, obviously. I think we can agree. We can all agree that they're going to win the West, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm going down to Media Days, you're out of your mind. There's no way I'm going down there.
There was no shot you'd go down there?
No.
I feel like you would like to go down for all the things that are not Media Days. Like, you would like to go down there to we talk about Ty Richardson, but he put on there, and he's, Snapchat, texts, and stuff like that. They do, all the media members go out to karaoke and just get blasted.
Okay, that's funny.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would have fun there. That's where you just sleep in the hotel during all the boring, coach speak stuff. But then you would want to come out for the night.
The actual work is so worthless. Like, media day should really get canned. I know it signifies it, but each school should just have their own media day, not like a collective media day.
Kind of like a pro day.
Yeah, but just for the schools, and maybe they could do cool gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe there's a water slide, and the coach, like, the coach goes down and he comes out and he's like, we're going to be undefeated. You know, just something absolutely stupid. That, but it would go viral and be a lot funnier. I guarantee you Lane Kiffin would make magic happen with it.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding me? SEC champions, Alabama got 84 votes, Georgia 45. Once again, it goes Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Florida, Kentucky, South Carolina. I don't think, I mean, there's no argument there either, right?
Yep. That's it.
Gosh, it's easy. Crazy. SEC, the most competitive football in college football, but it is so easily disdained by the fact that Alabama is just leaps and bounds better than everybody.
Every year.
But it's the most competitive. It's the most watched. It's the most fun. It's the most loyal fan bases.
Just means more down here.
Just means more. Texas wants to come out here.
Yeah, we're just better than you.
Can we agree, by the way, Texas is not South.
No, like, you Texas lost me there. Texas is South.
Would you say Texas is a part of the South?
Yes.
Now, I mean, obviously they're South on a compass, but...
I mean, if we want to get literal, they were a part of the Confederacy.
Is Texas like, part of the U.S.?
No, Texas, I mean, Texas doesn't think they're a part of the U.S. Okay, they think they're their own state.
I think Oklahoma's a little bit of a reach, but they're such a big program that I'll allow it.
But you've been to Texas, right?
I love Texas.
You love Houston.
He loves Houston.
I love Houston. Yep. I think Dallas is cool. I think Fort Worth is cool.
But they are not the South. Like, when you think the South and you think just the...
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're the South.
I disagree.
What do you think,
Ray?
Call in and tell us if Texas is the South.
Yes, Texas
they're the
is
West.
The South.
In my head, they're West.
No.
They're the Southwest, if anything.
No. No, they're not. No. L.A. is the Southwest. It's quite literally the Southwest. So Texas is the South.
I mean, so is Missouri the West?
Missouri is the Midwest.
Yeah,
Missouri is the Midwest. I mean, like, yeah, Missouri should have never been.
We can all agree on that one for sure. But
Texas does not
constitutes the West, though. Like, how far are we going? Like, I mean,
you could even argue West Texas is the West, but Houston is the Southeast. That might as well be cleaner Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Louisiana. Yeah, you're from Dirty Texas.
Shots fired.
It's not even shots fired. It's just true. Listen, I'm not trying to come after anybody from the Bayou, but you sound disgusting.
All right. First segment through. We need to go ahead and get to a break. I want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. Again, that number, 844-5600. Jump in on the Free For All Friday. You can tell we're just talking about whatever. We want to hear from you on the F&M Bank phone line. Take a break back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
It's heavy as expected here for a Friday on I-40 East, traveling through Mount Juliet this afternoon through that part of Wilson County. Bell Road at Murfreesboro Pike had injuries involved in that crash a few minutes ago. Chandler and Oak Crest, we know the fire department's being dispatched there in Hermitage on that accident. Give them room. Traffic's busy now to the north on 65, making your way up through Millersville. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on...
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize, wait a minute, I think I might love tennis. So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back into the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios here on the afternoon stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky behind the boards. You can always join the conversation on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. I put a poll out on Twitter if you want to join this. And the poll is, would you say the state of Texas is a part of, quote, unquote, the South? It's a dead heat right now. 50-50 is yes and no.
It's 60-40. It's 60-40.
Did it just change? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't. Well, you don't read. It doesn't refresh by itself, Bruno. I'm sorry. I'm not up to date.
Here's something fun we can do.
Let's do it. Free for all Friday, baby. This is what we do.
We're going to rename all the conferences, all right? The SEC conference is going to get a new name. They're all getting new names now with all this news coming out. The SEC will be named.
I've got one.
What is it?
The College Football Conference.
It's not a bad one. I like the "the." I mean, just steal Ohio State's.
Yeah, or you know, just because it's it. It's just what are y'all talking about? We're talking about the College Football Conference. You know, because I mean,
Take the CFL acronym, just College Football League.
Yeah, essentially, because like at some point we're gonna get the SEC where it is going to be every team.
It's going to be
every team at some point.
No, not every team, just the good ones.
Exactly.
Like what they would probably want a play on word type of deal, like the old ball league or something. They would want something, you know, with a kind of pizzazz to it.
Classic football league.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's going to be something stupid like that, but it's going to essentially be where your top programs are. The top 5 are going to melge. Right, we're gonna have the Infinity Gauntlet at some point.
Because if they leave the NCAA, they probably can't call themselves the SEC. The SEC, I'm sure, is a trademark of the NCAA. Like it's all in this under that ownership.
That's a good question.
You'd have to just have all the teams collectively leave and then just create a new league.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna have to figure something out because this isn't gonna be something that's, you know, singularity. I don't believe that. I think they're gonna see other teams that are quality programs are going to start seeing that it's like, why wouldn't we want to be a part of it?
All right, and we can call the Big Ten Ohio State and Friends. I think I like that one. The Big 12.
Ohio State and Michigan and
no,
and
Michigan.
Friends.
No.
They
Michigan
don't get it.
Doesn't count. Yeah.
Michigan will eventually join the SEC.
Michigan should join.
Would they want them?
Michigan should join Canada and just never talk about the United States ever again.
They should just keep hockey and that's it. Just
the Michigan, the University of Michigan football team should join the CFL and just go away forever. What embarrassment of a program right now.
Oh my gosh, that's so mean.
I can't argue with Bruno.
The Big 12 will be named.
They're gone, by the way.
The Doo-Doo League. the Dookie teams.
There's no shot the Big 12 can stay current with what they have right now once Texas and OU leave.
The
right?
Pac-12 should be named the...
They're taking applications, too.
Well, they should all just honestly just like, you know how the like there it's said that California is just going to like flow into the ocean, like the league should go with it, like, you know, just away.
The Pac Island.
Yeah.
The National Pacific, College Football League.
The Pacific autonomous zone, because we don't want them anymore. Not in America.
No, 100%. I don't think that like anybody real, like Pac-12 football, I mean, it's if you're on majority of the rest of the country, right?
Pac-12 football is so stupid.
it's bad. Boring. It's late. Bad. Majority of the time, it's super late.
Have
for
you ever been to Eugene, Oregon? It's awful.
No.
It is objectively just an awful place.
But I do enjoy their uniforms for their football team.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm big into that. I just don't think that the SEC is going to stay the SEC by name, but eventually they are going to, I mean, maybe we're talking 50 years down the line, a long time from now, obviously, but just the monopoly they're becoming in talent and money, and this isn't just football. Like, I mean, name me a team or a sport of the major sports where we didn't see the SEC absolutely dominate. I mean, basketball was one of them with Alabama and what they stepped up and started doing this year. We've seen, obviously, baseball with Vanderbilt, football, obviously Alabama again, which is annoying. I mean, they've been just consistent. And this, I'm not, this, like, Bruno, I would say, is an SEC, I wouldn't say an elitist, but he's definitely very pro SEC. Just because you've obviously been there, that doesn't take anything away from you on that.
What's above elitist? Like, I'm condescending against you for thinking
patriarchy. Maybe I don't know the SEC patriarchy.
Yeah, maybe I'm more of an oppressor, I would say.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I'd say. Actually,
I would. Right? You said that.
Stop.
All right, we'll go PG. I'm a bully.
Yeah, you're an SEC bully. SEC bully. That works perfectly. But somebody's still going to get mad.
Care. You are PG bully.
Yeah,
this is my thing with the SEC. I'm not an a SEC like truther or anything. I'm not an SEC fan. I don't claim any school. I root for more of Vanderbilt baseball, but that's about it. I've never really gotten behind one program. I used to be a Vols fan. I never really cared, but looking at it from that pretty much objective bias right there, just saying that this is a dominant sports program all the way through, then I start looking at it and I start thinking, why do these other teams not want to be a part of it? Because whatever they're doing, they're getting more for it. Or, let me say this, or ask this question to you, Bruno. Do you think because it's so, like, it's almost like exclusivity, right? Like, the SEC can start taking some of the select schools around the country. Let's just say it starts branching out that wide where they're starting to take an elite school here and there out of even the West or wherever. And then they almost force the NCAA's hand to bow to the SEC.
I think the SEC, one way or another, it would be the most SEC thing in the world if they burned down the NCAA headquarters and left them without their, you know, vast war resources. Mm-hmm. That's the most SEC thing you can do. Cheat to win. That's what I think they should do.
I mean, that's essentially where it's headed, though. Like, not obviously physically, but metaphorically, like they're on that.
I'm not advocating for violence against the NCAA. I'm simply suggesting it in a comedic way.
Right. This is all, I forget what the word is, but this isn't real.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't have to not be real.
Free for all Fridays get a little too far reaching sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. They get a little too far reaching. And, you know, we don't want anyone, look, we don't advocate for anyone to get hurt here on the afternoon stretch.
Unless it's the system of the NCAA.
Really, in football, though, I mean, there's a time where you're looking here where we joked about it being the NWO versus the WCW with SEC versus the NCAA. But, I mean, it is essentially getting there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Greg Sankey, what we were talking about doing, like, when skits come, like, in the fall, like, Greg Sankey pulls up to the NCAA headquarters, has a meeting with the president of the NCAA and beats him in the head with like a steel chair. That would be hilarious.
Who has more power, him or the NCAA head? Like, honestly, who has more sway? Who has more clout?
If I was investing right now, I would say I would put my stock in the SEC. They're the best. They're taking it and they're running. I think Oklahoma and Texas see what's coming and they're like, we got to get in on this.
Mark Emmert versus Greg Sankey in the next undercard of Jake Paul versus whoever he's fighting.
Yes. No holds barred, bare knuckle fighting contest.
That's what we need. That's what we need. I mean, really, I think I would say the SEC is stronger than the NCAA. I would say that it has more fans than the NCAA. I would say that it has more consistency than the NCAA. I mean, I really do think that. And we're just, now we're very much, and people would say this is so far reaching, it's so early, it's so, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're seeing it now.
You know, just can't think on the same level that I can.
Yeah,
you can't.
An SEC bully
you don't have.
Fan.
Yeah, you don't have the foresight. I went to Vanderbilt, by the way. I don't think any of you know that. I went to Vanderbilt, and I don't think you have the foresight that, like, we're not on the same comprehension level. Like, I see what's coming, and you don't. You know.
Yeah.
So
well,
you
no,
should listen to me in everything I say.
You really should, because this guy has he picked one game from the College World Series on the correct score.
Yeah, and then I stopped doing it. And that was after...
Because he was bored.
He's like, okay, we done got, that.
All right, every single person who's watching this or listening on the radio, I was very bored coming to like the College World Series finals. I was like, this is a little too much. It was we were lucky Vanderbilt was in it, because that was the only reason I was really invested. I was really lucky that NC State just did whatever they did. Because that whole situation was hilarious.
I the SEC is such a powerful monster right now. And once again, I'm not the SEC elitist, but I would say that you just can't find another program out there that, and now look, somebody's going to hit me with the, this school does this in volleyball, or this school does this in field hockey, or whatever.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. That's why nobody gives it money. They only give football money. That's it. That's the only and what, like three basketball schools? That's about it. Football across the board, and then SEC really across the board, and a few basketball teams. That's who gets the money. Why? At some point, like we talk about the NIL, right? We talk about the NIL and how it's a free market and it's this free system and all this different stuff, and you know the poor teams, the poor people on the bottom are not going to get anything. Well, I mean, this is the same thing, and the SEC is just they're gonna double down into what makes them absolute boatloads of money, backing up the Brinks truck. Okay, backing the Brinks truck up to Greg Sankey's backyard that's football. That's what they're gonna do. That's what they're gonna do. So I can see they're going after still other programs across the country. And it's going to cause so many waves. But when it's done, the waves settle, everybody's going to be used to it. And nobody's going to care whether they're a part of the Pac-12 or a part of the, you know, the Big 12 or whatever it is.
The Premier Football League. We're going to be, the SEC is going to be the Premier League.
Essentially. I mean, why not? Why can't it get there? I think it can. I really do. All right, we need to go ahead and get our next break. Let's do that. Once you join the show, F&M Bank phone line 615-844-5600 is how you do that. We have current events coming up. We got Bruno's bets coming up. We have a lot of fun stuff that we're going to be talking about, but we will drop it all for you. Once again, 615-844-5600. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. It's Friday. You know the drill. Give yourself extra travel time out here. It's pretty slammed at times here on 24 East and Westbound here at Shelby, trying to get across the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Heavy traffic as expected. 65 northbound, passing Vietnam Vets up into Millersville. It's been dragging along all the way into White House. Out in Wilson County, it's heavy on I-40 there at the Lebanon exits. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car, in general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back into the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. You can always listen to us on the WNSR app. Just download on any device. Just go on there and search Nashville Sports Radio. Or if you have a smart speaker, we don't have to talk about this enough. You have a smart speaker, you have an Alexa, you have a Google Assistant, whatever they call them, all these different ones. Just say play WNSR Radio, and you can listen to us anywhere you want. It's so easy to do. And they just play, and then you can tell us to shut up all at the same time. The second I say something that makes you upset, you can just tell me to shut up, and your smart assistant will do it for you. So it's real simple to do. We're always coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You can always join the Evident Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky behind the boards. Let's go to Bruno's bets.
Now, it's time to make money off of other people playing sports, because taking gambling advice from a guy named Bruno isn't shady at all. This is Bruno's Bets.
Guaranteed to pay for your mortgage.
I did not see that coming. You said something that I would usually say. Just something so stupid. It's funny. All right, that was awesome. That what Zach said was absolutely idiotic. You will not be able to buy a mortgage with this. You will be able to buy an island, okay? So strap in.
That's not a double down. That's a quadruple down.
Just letting you know, if you ever made enough money to, if you ever bet enough money to win an island on a book, they think you're the biggest idiot on the planet. And they're like, there's no way this guy knows what he's doing. If you go to a book and you bet 200 grand and they think you know what you're doing, they won't let you bet. But if a book ever lets you bet 200 grand, just know that they think you're an idiot and that you're going to screw this up. All right. Anyways, Bruno's bets. There's only one. So in the past two UFC events, we're 9-1 right now. Conor McGregor.
That is as solid as you can get.
Conor, yeah, I know, right? But here's the thing. I only do the main cards for the gambling stuff. And the thing is that some UFC fights, you've seen them, they'll be like a minus 600 favorite. So that's an easy one to pick, right? So when I will give the disclaimer of a 9-1 being a little inflated, and the one loss I do have is pretty embarrassing, because I did want to go. I chose Conor McGregor in the Poirier rematch, and I really want in my head I wanted to go Dustin, but my heart told me Conor. Followed my heart. It is what it is. So we're not undefeated right now, and I'm only betting on one this week, one singular fight. Corey Scheinhagen is fighting TJ Dillashaw, and TJ Dillashaw his return after 2 years after he was popped for PEDs and EPOs. If you don't know who TJ Dillashaw is, he was arguably one of the best bantamweights competing at the time. He's a two-time champ. I mean, he beat Cody Garbrandt twice. He fought with Henry Cejudo. Like, he was one of the staples, coach on the Ultimate Fighter for a bit as an assistant coach. He's one of the staples of the bantamweight division, and he's back. We don't know what he's going to look like coming back in, which is makes this bet extremely interesting. He's a, I know some books have him as a plus 200 underdog. I think mine specifically has him at a plus 170 or 180 right now, because Corey Scheinhagen is coming off a really good run. I mean, I think he has two total losses on his record. One was earlier when he wasn't even in the UFC. He was in the LFA. He took a decision loss. And the other one was to Aljamain Sterling, the current champion right now. Aljamain Sterling caught him in a rear naked choke. It happens. But other than that, Scheinhagen had one of probably the knockouts of the year when he totally predicted that Frankie Edgar was going to go in. Frankie Edgar's sort of a shorter guy, so when he jumped in, he kind of ducks his head, and his head's already at Corey's knee level, so Corey just hit the nastiest flying knee I think I've ever seen. And I think that's what most of the betting, the favoritism is coming for Corey. It was kind of the sensationalism that he knocked him out. But Corey isn't unbeatable, and TJ Dillashaw is a monster. What's it going to look like without PEDs? I saw a nice graphic. The only person coming off a PED suspension with a positive record was, you guess it, Johnny Bones Jones. 4-0 coming off his PED suspension, or his pop, right? But guys like Anderson Silva were 1-5. Chael Sonnen was 5-6. I mean, so it's going to be an interesting look, especially for a guy at bantamweight. But the real reason, I don't think the PED was affecting Dillashaw's performance. He was taking that PED to try and make 125 flyweight. That's why he was doing it. I think he's going to come back, and we're going to see excellent form from him. I think we're going to get a good fight that should honestly be a pick'em. So if you're going to bet, I would say just a small straight bet on Dillashaw is the best value you can get tonight. I think it's a solid 50-50 chance at winning, but the value is with Dillashaw tonight. So if you're going to bet tonight, or not,
is it tonight?
It's tomorrow. But yeah. I've already put my bet in. I'm putting a small bet on Dillashaw.
Dillashaw. Well, the Olympics start this weekend too, or they start today technically.
Yeah.
Do you have any? Well, we could make it like specific on the men's basketball, because that's, I mean, you know, how much are we really going to pay attention to the Olympics as a totality? I mean,
I'll be watching judo.
We could do a gold. We could do just like a company, or a company, a country gold list, like seeing what the odds are for certain, you know, teams and things like that. I think right now the United States. Let's see.
Oh, they should be the favorite by far to get.
Yeah, I believe they are the favorite. Of the Team USA medal count is 102.5 right now. 102 on their medal count. Now, that doesn't go gold. Their gold medal count is 41.5.
I think they got.
What do you say over under on gold?
I would say over. I think they got 43-16. And let's remember, guys, Russia's not competing this year. I mean, I think they'll send some competitors unaffiliated, but I'm sure that has to do something with, you know, the it's going to skew the medal counts a bit for China and the United States. I think they'll get more golds. So.
So you're going to take
I would say the over on 41.5.
41.5
overall
medal count, though, is 102.5.
I wouldn't bet on the overall medal count. That thing gets so fluctuated so easy. Gold is the only one you should really pay attention to.
Oh, wait, I may be looking at the wrong one. I'm going to have to look to see exactly where they are right now. I think it's actually 111.5 is what it is right now.
That's a lot of medals. Well, all right. So yeah. I just looked up 2016 in the USA. We have USA in 2016 had 46 golds and 121 total medal count. That's pretty solid.
That's very solid. And we're going to look to see where they actually have it. I'm going to look to see what the actual lines are right now, because I think what I'm looking at does not have the actual lines. We're going to get to where we see that. So, but this Sunday, you have USA men's basketball. They're taking on France. It's a -12 favorite towards USA. Of course, we know the problem with USA, and so far in basketball, are you willing to put, first of all, an over-under of 177.5? Are you willing to put a 560 favorite money line on France, even though USA is obviously the better team?
Here's something. When I was gambling with a bunch of my buddies, and we had what we called the office, we never bet on something that was over 210 favorite, just out of respect for the game. You know what I'm saying? I think betting on things, and MMA is a totally different thing. I'm going to talk, and I'll give the disclaimer. But if you bet on a basketball game and something's a minus 500 favorite, and you bet like three minus 500 favorites, and you're like, I'm 3-0 in my picks. No, you're not. Forget that. So we can say, I just wouldn't bet. The only time I'll ever give advice on those type of games is when I think the underdog has a shot. Only times. That's what I'm doing with Dillashaw tonight. Although he's still within the parameters of a solid, like, he's not that much of an underdog. Still an underdog.
All right, we need to go ahead and finish out the top of the hour. We're going to get those Olympic medal bets. We're going to see what they're at right now on their medal counts and try to give our predictions before the end of the show here today. Second hour coming up. You can always give us a call in once again on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. We have Braves baseball at 550. The Phillies, as the Braves got the win last night, and they're going to try again tonight on their road stand that they're making here. Take a break. Back after this to wrap things up on the first hour right here on the afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon. We got heavy Friday afternoon traffic, 65 trying to get up through Goodlettsville this afternoon, especially getting on the Vietnam Vets, continuing through Hendersonville. Very busy. Lots of radar in that area a little bit earlier. Bell Road at Murfreesboro, Pike and Antioch. That had traffic backed up in both directions a few minutes ago. They're trying to clear that wreck quickly. Traffic's really heavy down into Brentwood, Franklin on 65 down through Williamson County all the way down to 840. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions, coming up Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium. Of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Eric Almirola rocked the NASCAR world and upended their playoff system for this year by winning this past weekend at New Hampshire. But he's not the only guy in the organization, right?
It's an organization. It's a team, and that's how it's built. And it feels good to win for our organization. There's 370 something employees there, that put their heart and soul into building these race cars. And so it certainly feels good to bring home a banner for them. And we have so many people that support our program. Gene Haas and Tony Stewart, obviously the owners, but Smithfield and Ford and Pipos and Go Bowling and Mobile One and everybody that supports it. It just feels good to deliver for them. It really does. I feel a weight on my shoulders always. Like, I feel like you have to deliver for the organization, for the sponsors. People put in a lot for me to get to do what I love to do. I mean, I get to wake up every day and drive a race car. I'm living a dream. But there's a lot of people that, just work their guts out, and a lot of people that put a lot of money into me getting to do that. And so I've never really viewed it as me being the guy. I feel like I'm the guy that's got to go out and try and deliver.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
So I still can't get over how much I saved at Kohl's. I did a double take when I saw my receipt. The home sale deals are just that great. I got 20% off a Keurig coffee maker, 40% off cute throw pillows, and a Bissell carpet cleaner for $249.99. I even got an extra 15% off and picked up Kohl's cash. So yeah, you know the saying home sweet home? More like Kohl's sweet Kohl's. Select styles. 50% offer ends July 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Welcome back in. Final moments of the first hour here on this free-for-all Friday on the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky behind the boards. 43.5 Bruno, is what I found on the Gold's odds for the United States. 43.5 is the over-under.
Probably go under.
You think under? They ended up getting 46 last year.
I know.
And there's no Russia, remember?
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking about it off air, thinking about it hard, and the United States absolutely dominated 2016. I mean, it, Great Britain was... Usually it's the United States and China competing for one and two. Great Britain was second. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the United States can replicate that sort of dominance. I know judo's not going to have any Olympic gold medalists. We had one the past 2 years. Now we're not going to have one. So that's one I know about. I don't know about anything else. What about basketball? You think they're going to win the gold?
I don't know. Most medal odds?
Under.
Minus 1,000 for America. Most gold odds, minus 1,200.
Minus 1,000 is like free money, though. When you always say put the mortgage on Sean O'Malley, I'd put it on the United States getting the most gold.
Most gold or most medal?
Most gold.
I think it's minus 1,200 for that, for most gold.
Still
is. We got a whole second hour coming up. You can join in once again, 615-844-5600. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
WPDQ
Frankspro.
On air and online, sports radio,
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The numbers keep going up. California's COVID cases jumping to nearly 8,000 daily cases. Earlier this week, it was 5,000 daily cases. The Delta variant also fueling infections in states like Florida and Alabama with low vaccination rates. Another pandemic problem, a backlog of U.S. passport applications. Traveler Melanie Morrow already had to move her trip once due to the delay. She's been waiting for months for her new one.
I turned mine in to be renewed back in April, and it's somewhere in the mail.
According to internal figures obtained by ABC News, a backlog of more than 2 million passport requests means that applications submitted right now likely will not be processed until well into the fall. In Tokyo, at the opening ceremony today, Japan's Emperor Naruhito officially opened the games and welcomed the nations after a year-long delay. The Summer Olympics returning to Tokyo for the first time since 1964. This is ABC News.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers a high-yield savings account with a rate that can earn you four times the national average. Banks offer free pens. So what's more important? Savings options to help you make the most of your money or free pens? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank, USA, member FDIC. National averages based on savings account data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in, with thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you're ready to buy something, the first thing you do is go online. But buying a home is different. You've got loan applications, pre-approvals, competing offers, the list goes on. That's where a Realtor comes in. Realtors have expertise and local knowledge to give you a competitive edge that a search bar just can't. And in today's market, an edge is what you need. So when you're ready to buy a home, the first thing to do is make sure you have an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
It's a Bill King show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the bowl.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Welcome back into the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. 5 o'clock on your way home from work here in the beautiful Music City. It is the second hour of the afternoon stretch coming to you live on Nashville Sports Radio. We appreciate you listening. However you're listening, we appreciate your calls at 615-844-5600 on this Friday. One more hour till the weekend. Oh, it's going to be so nice. Such a good weekend, too, Bruno. I gotta get my yard mowed. You're going to be in Orlando, so this will be a real busy weekend for you and I.
It really isn't going to be too busy for me. It's really? This is as close to a vacation as I'm going to get.
What are you doing in Orlando again? You told me, I forgot.
So, yeah, I'm flying down tonight, and then I'll wake up. I think I have two more students fighting in the tournament, and hopefully they both go tomorrow. So that way I have Sunday off, and maybe I can go to the beach or something. But other than that, so because the tournament's going on right now, my old man, he's currently listening to the show. He's down there right now, and they had the first two compete today. Tomorrow they'll compete, and I'll get to watch them. And it's honestly two of our aces, two of our really, really strong students who won nationals a month ago also. So they'll compete tomorrow. And then I'll watch the fights with them in Orlando. I'm sure my parents basically have been on vacation this whole week. I'm here doing this. This is what I like doing. I don't know. I'm one of those guys, Zach, that I don't like vacations. I don't like being away.
We talked about this. Yeah. We're the same way.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes me – I don't like them. I love – and it's weird. I love the beach, but 2 days tops. 2 days tops I can do it.
I don't like the beach. Too much sand, you know? Can we just do without the sand? I don't want the sand.
No, I like sand.
Nick on Facebook, he says TJ's going to get the win. Let me repeat that. I can't say what he actually said on the comment thread, but he's taking Sandhagen.
Sandhagen is the favorite, and I think he's deservedly the favorite, but I think there is – TJ has a shot to win, and it's basically a double your money scenario, whereas Sandhagen, it's put in two to win one. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So and that's then he's also saying U.S. always wins medal count, but take the under on gold.
Listen, for the UFC, if you want to parlay like the favorites, like who I actually think like will win, not just a value straight bet, Sandhagen, Phillips, Miner, and Maverick. So those four – if you miss the names, go look at them. It's from a if you're gonna parlay anybody, parlay those, and you could probably hit a big for like an extremely small bet. So
easy money right there. That's Bruno's Bets Part Two, by the way. Part Two. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Lines available right now if you want to jump in on them. Dr. Detroit, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I like that. I got my two Red Wing Stanley Cup championship rings on, anticipating the draft.
You won two of them?
No, I've got two replicas.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you just say you won them? That would be a lot cooler.
Oh, no, wearing. I'm sorry, I got my windows down. I just went through the car wash and got my windows down here now. I'm sorry. All right, windows are up now. Can y'all hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you. It sounds good.
All right, wait. So anyway, guys, let's... God, it's just... is this really, really happening with Texas and Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I'm not Bill Murray in Groundhog's Day, am I?
No. Your doctor just...
Bruno's never seen that movie either.
Yeah, I haven't. Right. It sounds dumb, but...
Okay. All right. So, gentlemen, you know what? Now, since a little bit of the comical relief is out, Dr. Detroit, now here comes a serious Howard Stern part of Dr. Detroit with a little comical. All right, so we are the Southeastern Conference, or just Southeast Conference.
Well, that's why I was saying... we're the Southeastern Conference, but I was saying we'll probably just change the name when we become a super team or a super conference.
Well, and that's what I'm about to say. And I'm being totally serious, guys. I'm having a very serious conversation right now with you guys.
Okay.
All right. So We're in the Southeastern Conference, and once again, I will bring this up again, watching my Louisville Cardinals make better sense than going to a South Midwestern. So are we going to call ourselves the South Midwestern Conference?
You know what? I've been looking for a team. I'm thinking the next team, the next two teams for our Super Conference, probably Clemson and Louisville. I think those are two solid teams we could add. And Kentucky fans would probably want to burn me at the stake for saying that, but well, Jeff, I mean, don't call in again.
I mean, you are being serious about that. That's well. I mean, I can see that. See, yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Doctor. Let me ask you this real quick, because this poll up on Twitter. Would you consider the state of Texas to be a part of the quote-unquote South?
No, dude. No. Well, it's the South, but it's not. Well, I mean, yeah, plain and simple. It's the South. But, okay, now let me throw this at you. Oh, I'm not even paying attention on parallel parking.
No, don't worry about it. You don't need to.
No, I'm parked. I'm about to go into a certain sports bar of home in Dawson, Georgia. I would think Miami, University of Miami, and Florida State would be better choices because guess what? Florida, the Gulf of Mexico goes around Florida and the Atlantic. So that's more south, southeastern. Mm-hmm. Eastern because Gulf going into Atlantic. And once again, I'm not trying to be funny about that. So I think University of Miami and Florida State, would you not, guys, I want your opinion on this, would be better and make more sense than Oklahoma and Texas? Please reply or redo your rebuttal on me.
Swanee and Chattanooga. All right.
I think you're onto something there. I mean, you know,
I want Clemson in so that they'll lose five games a season and I can make fun of Dabo more. That's why I want Clemson in.
Okay. But I mean, do y'all see logic on that or?
No, I do. I think what we're going to see here soon, and when I say soon, I'm talking about in relativity. I mean, we're going to see in the next 50 years where, you know, FSU, Miami, they can join the SEC or whatever they call it at that point, because this is a humongous step where they're getting Texas and Oklahoma. They're branching out far, and they're taking two solid programs from they're taking the two top programs.
Two of the most prestigious programs, yeah.
From the Big 12. I mean, they're basically destroying the Big 12, and it's not, by the way, it's not the SEC going for it. It's Texas and OU wanting out. It's teams going in. Miami and FSU and, you know, Clemson and Louisville, all these other ones are going to start seeing, like, why wouldn't we want to be a part of this as well so we can get some of these dollars, some of these TV contracts, and be a part of it. At certain points, it's going to be the SEC just saying no to people.
Now, let me tell this thing. I'm going to end on this. Hey, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
And you too, buddy.
And I hope both Preds and Red Wings get a nice, delightful draft pick. God, what was I about to say? Okay. So let me ask this. So the last teams that entered the SEC out of Missouri, South Carolina, and Arkansas. Now, South Carolina is a gimme. Okay, that it's called South Carolina. It's not called North. It's called South. I do see South Carolina. Arkansas, yes. But Missouri, not really. And, let me throw something else in there. No, sorry. Did you like Louisville being in the Big East better or the ACC? And I'll listen off air. Thank y'all so much.
Hey, thanks, Doctor. Thank you. We appreciate you, my man. It sounds like Doctor might have already hit up the sports bar a couple times already. I'll let you answer that.
It's payday. I'd rather see Louisville in the ACC. I think Louisville in the ACC is a good look. I mean, I think it's also just a bigger conference.
Do you think, you know, we're talking so much about teams wanting to get into the SEC. What team
play
do you
in
think
tournament
has a chance?
Play in tournament. Play the football game, and the loser goes to the Dung Conference of America, and
that's
the winner
Premier Football League, basically.
And the winner goes to the Premier League. Yes, and Vanderbilt's never allowed to leave.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. What team will be leaving? What's the next team that will ever leave the SEC?
No one. That would be the stupid. I've seen two specific Vandy fans say that we should leave the SEC. That is like saying I should shoot myself in the face. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. What are you talking about? You know who else left the SEC? Tulane. You want to eventually be Tulane? No! What are you talking about, leave the SEC?
Tulane.
I'm not advocating, you know, anything bad, but if the people with that opinion would disappear, it would be a better place. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man.
Like a snap. No.
Like a Thanos snap.
Yeah, painless.
Yeah.
But still gone.
Inevitable.
Yeah. Still gone. That's the most important part is they have to be gone. I don't care about the painless part, actually.
Let's switch gears. Ray, what current events do you have? Please, anything.
He's coming on.
I've been here in the background.
He's too late. He looks very disappointed in everything I've said today. But
I've been reading other stuff. No, you guys have been great. No. I've been in tune. What's up, fellas?
Current events, Ray. What do you got?
So let's start on the baseball front.
Okay, good.
The Cleveland Indians. Oh, change your name to the Cleveland baseball team. I'm just kidding.
I would honestly like that better than whatever they have now.
They are now going to be called the Cleveland Guardians.
We're going to guard the warehouses of Cleveland with our lives. We're going to guard the power plants of Cleveland with our lives. We're going to guard the Mason-Dixon line with our lives. What is there to guard in Cleveland? Should we call the Cleveland, please get me the heck out of here? That's what the team should be called. There is not a worse city in America than Cleveland, Ohio. There's not. First of all, Ohio is at least a bottom 10 state. That is a bad state. In the words of Dave Chappelle, Ohio is an ancient Indian proverb. It means land of poor white people. And Cleveland should be its capital.
Look, I will say everybody's tuning out in Cleveland right now. I will say this. This name change came so sudden that it does make me respect the Washington football team for taking their time.
Absolutely.
Because Washington's look, the Guardians suck.
Yeah,
this name sucks.
It's bad.
The logo sucks. Oh. It looks like a backyard baseball team logo. You remember the video game Backyard Baseball on the computer?
Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah. Yeah, back when Ray was 42.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this is what they ended up coming up with. First of all, though, I will say the name Indians, we talked about this before, it needed to be changed. It did need to be
that
changed.
That one's actually a pretty bad one.
Because it makes no sense.
Yeah, Indian.
Well, they have DNs in there. So
imagine visiting family in Cleveland from India. Imagine you're from India. You're like one of the 1% of actual like Indian people. Yeah. And you're like, what's this baseball team? It's the Cleveland Indians. What? They're talking about us? No. They're talking about Native American. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense. It's just because stupid Christopher Columbus came over on his boat. And said that he was in the West Indies is where he thought he was wrong. So he saw people and was like, oh, they must be Indians. And he was wrong. And then
in school 20 years ago. Like, yeah. They were teaching us that 20 years. Listen, 100%. I'm not for cancel culture, but this name probably needed to be changed. It's just dumb. It's just dumb.
This isn't about like, I mean, this was just simply a wrong statement.
Yeah, I think people who want to keep the Braves name have a totally legit argument. But
you
know
how pissed people would be if aliens came down to America, to USA, and started calling everybody Russians because they thought they were in Russia. People would lose their minds. They would be like, no, yeah, that's not what we are.
First of all, you're
Russians.
Americans and Russians, that's why we would be mad, is because we're totally different people. Russia has been under communism and atheism, so they're like a soulless people. That's why they're so white. Americans are a multicultural, diverse country of the best people in the world. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's why we would be upset.
I agree. But it's just, I mean, I'm glad that they changed it, but it's just, you know, take some time. This was... I don't know who designed that Guardian logo with the baseball in between with the G or whatever. It is terrible.
It could have been a million other things. It really could have been. They really missed the boat. Yeah. A name change doesn't have to be a home run. It just has to not be bad. Guardians is bad. Yeah. Like, it's bad. You know.
They definitely rushed it. They definitely rushed it.
Yeah.
I really can't believe they did that. What else you got,
Brad? So, more trouble in Green Bay. First, Aaron Rodgers, now Devontae Adams. Apparently, they have broken off long-term extension talks, and there's no current plans to resume them. Apparently, they haven't been negotiating for months. In a year, they might lose not only Aaron Rodgers, but they also might lose Devontae Adams, guys. Like, again, and they're talking about like how they don't want to pay him as a number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I saw this episode of South Park where people in Canada, or at least in the North, that they would put people who deserved it on like cubes of ice, break it, and then throw them into the like. Into the Arctic Ocean.
You're not my buddy, guy. Yeah, you're not my guy, pal.
Yeah, they throw the people into the Arctic Ocean. I think that's what they should do with the Green Bay front office. They should put them on an iceberg and like that's like a smaller iceberg, like a glacier maybe, and just while it's moving away from the continental mainland to the Arctic, they put them on there with no means of escape. I think that would be the correct move.
Why do they treat themselves like they're like a small market baseball team? Because that's 100% what this is. They have the best quarterback in the league right now. We have to say that because he's the MVP.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the best. Patrick Mahomes is right there. Tom Brady's the most accomplished, but I think Aaron Rodgers is deservedly
over
best.
Pat Mahomes?
Yes.
Really?
No, hold on. Yes. But listen, before y'all start arguing that, don't worry about the semantics because Aaron Rodgers is the most valuable player. That's what it is, no one in this league.
Yes.
You can't argue that. That's where I'm coming from.
Yes.
And then I think we could put into an argument that top three wide receivers, you can do it in any order that you want to do it, Devontae Adams is either one or two. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And they will not keep them. This is the closest that we have to the 90s Bulls, right? This is the closest thing we have to a modern era 90s Bulls where you have the best talent, period. But they all of a sudden now think, the front office thinks they know best, and that they do not want to pay their best talent to keep them in, so they stay the best team.
Well, I thought Aaron Rodgers might come back and play. You think he's going to come back and play without Devontae Adams?
Well, I think Devontae Adams. I mean, Devontae Adams is going to play this year.
Yeah,
he's going to play this year. Aaron Rodgers said he's going to play this year, so they each have one more year. But after that, they're going to be moving on. And it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. Sorry, my mind's been put in a bottle that I don't understand why they are. Doing like it makes no sense. What's the objective here? Because if you're going to tell me that you think Devontae Adams is not worth the money to stay on your team, that you can do better, that you can find two or three wide receivers in the market right now in the coming years, whatever, that are going to be able to replace Devontae Adams, you are absolutely wrong. Three wide receivers will not be able to replace Devontae Adams and what he does for that team. And the same with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, the Titans had years of looking for a simple wide receiver one, like, and then we finally got one with A.J. Brown, and we're like, all right, and all of a sudden, A.J. Brown, we're like, he gets one Pro Bowl, and we're like, this is the best player on our team, you know? We appreciate what we have. I think that's the problem with people that live in the North. They're all so cold and depressed that they can't appreciate what they have. Part of being a happy person is being appreciative of the things around you and what you have. Green Bay is simply incapable of having positive and happy emotion. So they're going to kill themselves before they have the chance to win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, didn't you guys see that tweet that Devontae Adams sent, I think, early in the year? It was the same thing that Stephon Diggs had sent a year prior. When he was in Minnesota before he got traded to Green Bay, where you're supposed to appreciate...
traded to Buffalo.
Traded to Buffalo. Sorry. He says, like, you better appreciate what you have until it's gone. You won't appreciate what you have until it's gone or something like that.
Absolutely.
He's right. And, like, soon after that, he was shipped out to Buffalo. And then here comes Devontae Adams. He doesn't word it the exact same way, but the meaning was the exact same thing. And I'm like, okay, is there a possibility that Green Bay could trade both these guys? I mean, would it be smart for them? Because they know they're not going to come back. Well, one, we know when it's not going to come back. We don't know about Devontae Adams. But
I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're just going to miss out on him. That's really where I think it's going to happen. They're going to miss out on Aaron. They're not going to make any moves off of him. And they're not going to make any moves off Devontae.
Yeah, what the? It was like reported the Broncos offered three first rounds for Aaron, right?
I think it's still there. I think that offer's still there. But
they have to take.
Now they're going to replace him with who? With Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon? That's it.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing right now. We need to go ahead and head to a break. We want you to join the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Lines available right now. We want to hear your thoughts on anything right now that's in your mind. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines, though, before we take the break and talk to our good buddy, Turner Johnson. Turner with Radnor Wine and Spirits. Turner, how you doing, my man?
Oh, Zach, man, I'm just living the life. How are you doing?
Doing good. Big Olympics. Are you a big Olympics guy, Turner?
I feel like it's hard not to be an Olympics guy.
Facts.
I mean,
USA.
It's fun to watch a lot of different sports that don't normally get the national media recognition. It's fun to watch. Everybody's got their favorite niche sport. I like handball and water polo, personally. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. What is it, about 2 weeks, just sports on TV? Can't really complain about that.
I think me and Bruno have bodies to be water polo guys.
I can't swim.
Well?
I can't swim.
Bruno has a water polo body. I guess I do, too.
Listen, I'm jacked, all right? I deserve to be... in the most, like, probably a mix of triathlon, bodybuilding, and maybe, what else is there for?
Judo. I mean, yeah. I don't know. He's you can throw that man. In there. are you more of a, like, a summer Olympics guy or more of a winter?
Whatever can have my shirt off, so summer.
Well, I'm asking Turner. He's the guest right now.
Oh, whatever. Go ahead, Turner.
You know, I love the summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics, I think, has better personality. Like, a guy like Sean White or someone like Lindsey Vonn are kind of more fun to root for, almost, for me, just because what they do is almost more extraordinary, you know, in these sports that I couldn't do, even if I trained for years. So, you know, I like the summer more, but I think the winter's got the better personalities.
Now, I know you're a big baseball guy. What are your thoughts on the Cleveland Guardians?
So I actually went up to Cleveland earlier this spring and talked to my friends about it. And one of them said he thought the Guardians would be the name. I saw the bridge. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it probably should have been the Fire because the Ohio River caught on fire a long time ago up there. I thought that would have been pretty cool. The Spiders would have been cool. I'm not unhappy about it. I think their logo, like, they changed the C. It still stands for Cleveland. Like, I liked that block C that they had on their caps. And they changed that. That's really kind of what confused me the most.
I'm just not a fan of it. I feel like like I said this a bit ago too. I think it really gives the Washington football team. I have to give them some credit on taking time to pick their name because it seems like this Guardians was just pulled out of a hat.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, how do you think a Nashville sports fan base would be if you know. Next year we get a team that the Nashville Batman buildings, you know. I think it's got a similar feel to it, especially if
whoever makes that name will impale them on the top of the Batman building.
So Olympics starting this weekend. You want to get together with your friends and you need something cool and nice to drink. What do y'all have over at Radnor Wine and Spirits?
I mean, we've got everything you need. Come and see us. Fantastic local beer selection. You got places like Black Abbey and Yazoo, Southern Grist, Jackalope, all stocked on their best sellers. You know, you can ask us our personal favorites. We've got any seltzer you're looking for under the sun. Those have become so popular. We've got them. We've got canned cocktails, and we also have everything you need to make a good old fashioned cocktail. You want to make an old fashioned, a Manhattan, a Cosmopolitan. You know, we know what we're doing. So you know, come and talk to us. And if you don't like mixing, you like something straight. You like bourbon. We've got, you know, in my opinion, one of the best selections in Nashville. We've got 7 single barrel store picks in right now with an Old Elk weeded 6-year-old that came in last week. That's just phenomenal that our staff handpicked. You really can't go wrong. So we're at 2635 8th Avenue. Follow us on Instagram, Nashville or Radnor Liquor 615. We put a lot of stuff out there on Instagram. We're doing wine tastings on Wednesday nights. I mean, we're really ramping up the social media right now. So now's the best time. If you're not already, give us a follow. That's Radnor Liquor 615 on Instagram, or check us out online at RadnorWineAndSpirits.com.
And when you walk in there, the conversations that we just had with Turner is the conversations that you can have with Turner and everybody else in there. They're a very conversational group. Walt and all of them are very knowledgeable, not only about their wines and liquors and beers, but also just life in general. It's just it's a family-friendly area to go to that really understands, you know, not trying to pressure you to get any certain thing. They're just a local community people, and that's what they want you to feel when you go inside there. Turner, thank you so much for jumping on with us, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Zach, Bruno, Ray, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks so much. Once again, Radnor Liquor 615 is where you go on Instagram to see all their drops and everything. Make sure you're following that page because they let you know everything that's going on in that store. And trust me, there's a lot of different stuff to keep up with, and they do a great job there. Radnor Liquors 615. Take a break. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Afternoon Stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky behind the boards here on Nashville Sports Radio. You can always join the show on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, getting you to the weekend. Getting you to the weekend. That's what it's all about today, baby. Free for all Friday. What other things do you have going on current event-wise, Ray Dosky?
Well, we got some coaching news. Yesterday we heard about the players not happy about this whole sanction that the NFL is making them, like if they don't get the vaccine, they're not going to, I guess, suspend or postpone games through the NFL season. Which
they
kind
won't
of,
reschedule them.
Yeah, which is crazy because I guess I won't get those Wednesday 2 p.m. games, which we did last year, which was actually pretty cool. But the Minnesota Vikings and Rick Dennison, the offensive line coach, has left the team after refusing to get the vaccinated against getting vaccinated against the COVID-19. In addition, there was a Patriots coach that his name was Cole Popovich. He's also the co-offensive line. He decided to leave the team because of COVID-19 vaccine. He said he didn't want to get it as well. So it's definitely not the last we'll hear of this. I guess it's just the start, guys.
That is amazing that coaches are willing to just not get paid like $300K minimum. First of all, that's the minimum. Like most of these guys probably make $500, $600 just because they don't want to get this vaccine. That is
really interesting. Guys, did you hear that? I know there was a popular conservative radio host here in Nashville. Did you hear about that too? And that's connected to this.
No.
He, popular radio host in Nashville. I don't know his name off the top of my head. Okay. I could look it up, but he's in the ICU right now for COVID-19. And he was one of the biggest guys in the local market for, you know, being anti-vax. And now they're coming out saying, you know, get vaccinated. Even on shows like Hannity, the most conservative shows there are in the world, everyone's like, get vaccinated. It's interesting to see if any of these guys will. It's interesting to see if any of these guys will regret giving up their positions because of this whole vax deal. I mean, I would hope that most of them are old enough and have enough saved up to retire. But if you're giving up like income you need for your family because of this, I think that's pretty crazy.
It's so tough because once again,
it's really not. It's your choice. So if you're financially stable, you can make that decision. That's fine.
You're right there. But it's tough that, you know, once again, it's the situation that's been put in. And I understand there's the people, because I saw people, you know, saying DeAndre Hopkins when he tweeted yesterday, and you know, just retire, then do it. You know what? The same people that say that are the same people that were on the other end getting upset at the whoever it was that told LeBron to just shut up and dribble, right? It's the same thing. We're just not letting the athletes have their decision to voice it. And that's where I have a problem. The coaches, the athletes, whoever it is, they should have their opinion. They should be allowed to have their opinion. I'm not saying that, you know, one way's right, one way's wrong. All I'm saying is I feel like the scrutiny on someone having an opposite opinion there's no conversation being had. Yeah. There's no conversation. It's just pure black and white. That's all it is. There's no area for gray here. And I don't understand that. That is so anti-American, so anti just everything. It should not be like that. But for some reason, that's where we are. It is either a do or don't. And look, people can say, well, this is the NFL. It's their private business, and they have the right to make it very tough on you until you do get the vaccine. I get that. They can, 100%. But if you're going to tell me that the NFL doesn't want their players to talk, if the NFLPA doesn't want to help voice their players, and if the coaches don't want to be able to give their opinions, then, I mean, this is – it's just getting – it's becoming anarchy to me. And I don't understand when is the line. Where is the line here where we can have a rational conversation about something? And I'm not going to go on about COVID. I'm not going to go on about vaccine. I'm not going to go on about all that because, frankly, me and majority of the country do not know enough to actually sit down and have a conversation about it. But people can give out their own thoughts, but without being scrutinized. That's where we should be as a country.
So let me ask you guys this question. We heard Cole Beasley. His sentiments have been like, if I die, I'm going to die, right? In terms mm-hmm. of getting COVID, right? As opposed to DeAndre Hopkins. Do you think they're saying the same thing or two different things in terms of their posts? Because we saw DeAndre Hopkins, he tweeted that little message, then he got backlash, he decided to delete it, and then it was followed up with another tweet where it said freedom right afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys think these players are saying the same things? Or do you feel like they're...
No, I think they're different conversations, right. But one is heavily just... DeAndre Hopkins is about the fact that there's no recourse for if a team breaks out without a vaccine. They're just like, you lose. And that's what he was talking about. He thinks that's crazy that last season we go through all this rescheduling stuff. They do all this rescheduling, and they make the season work, and everything happens. And people, like you said, Ray, people enjoyed the Wednesday night game. They thought that was – it was – come on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just crazy that it was on. And people enjoyed that. And so that's where I think DeAndre Hopkins is coming out, that now all of a sudden, now you just lose. Well, we did it just last year.
Yep.
You know, they did it just last year. How'd they figure it out last year, but they can't figure it out this year? I think that's where DeAndre Hopkins. Beasley seems like he's just coming at it from a very non-football way. Like, it's just, you know.
Beasley is straight up an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to do it.
He's like, if I die, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's a different way of being said, I think.
Because we see, like, how these guys are talking about, like, if you get the vaccination, but people still get COVID, even if you get the vaccination. I just want to, maybe you guys can tell me,
race fumbled, so let me pick it up real quick.
Yeah.
The NFL has stated that if your team has met the minimum vaccination threshold and you have COVID, you're going to get paid still for that game.
Oh, outbreak. That's what I was looking for. Outbreak.
Outbreak, yeah.
Yeah, what constitutes for an outbreak?
It's a good question. Well, I guess
they, they probably have a percentage of, you know, how many times, how many players are out and all that. That's what I assume they're going to, enough to where they can't play is what I assume, that that just won't play. But, see, the question still gets remade, that is, how can you go from a vaccinated to unvaccinated outbreak? The play, if you're vaccinated, you're past the threshold, great, you still get paid, but what happens to the season? What happens to the game? Is it still just canceled and you forfeit? Or you're past the threshold, now they're going to reschedule it. That makes, there's no difference. There's no difference in the way the scheduling should work for a vaccinated or unvaccinated team. There's no difference how the schedule is the schedule is the schedule. Whether you, if a tornado rips through, you know, Nissan Stadium and they can't play that Sunday, are they going to reschedule that? Or are they going to say, no, that's just a loss for the Titans because their stadium's the one that got destroyed? I just, that's where I'm having the biggest problem with this whole thing with the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's take a break. I know Bob in Bellevue, if you could hold on to us, my man, we're going to go to a break real quick. Come right back. You'll be the first one on the FM Bank phone line. We appreciate you so much holding on with us. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
This is exclusive coverage of the Atlanta Braves on WPDQ Drexboro, WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville.
The teams that are playing tonight, both Philadelphia and the Braves, might have an interest in that. I'd love Trevor Story to show up here.
Yeah.
I don't care where he plays. I honestly don't. Put catcher's equipment on him for all I care right now because I just would like to see him take some swings and make this a better offense.
So you're of the belief that, hey, he's a good enough athlete where, hey,
I think,
why not see what happens? And ultimately, at the end of the day, he could win you more games with his bat than he could be as a liability in the outfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going on. Look, I don't think if he's standing there with his back to home plate not knowing how this thing works, that's a bad sign.
Right.
If he forgets his glove, that's a bad sign. Oh, man, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
I don't want him getting hurt. I don't want anybody else getting hurt. But is he a good enough athlete? I'd imagine to be a shortstop in Major League Baseball, you're a pretty good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He catches pop-ups. How bad could it be? I'm not telling you it's ideal.
Right.
But if I have to get creative and somebody's really asking, could Trevor Story play center field? Why not here? And Philadelphia, they're going to lose D.D. Gregorius, right? Yep. He's done.